yesterday at the end of Shir, I mentioned to you the Akasha that according to Rav Meir, who holds that it's a chayv for a person to be an eved, it's a chayv for an eved to go free, a chayv for an eved to be, eved kenai to be mishachar. And Shver, what's pshat in the Torah? The Torah says that shein v'ayin, the eved goes free because of shein v'ayin. So it's not a davar mistaver that the Torah, if you hold it, it's supposed to go free, it's mistaver tuva. That the eved lost the shein v'ayin, so we tell him to go free. But if not, if you learn that it's a chayv to go free, so it's not a davar mistaver that the Torah should prescribe such a remedy for someone who lost the shein v'ayin, that the remedy for that is that you go free, which is a chayv also. So it's a difficulty. So yesterday was suggested what maybe it's a good teretz that it's up to the eved. If the eved's not teveya, maybe he doesn't go free. So you have to know if that's emes or not. But if the fact is emes that if you're not teveya, you don't go free, then it's fine. I found this kasha brought b'shem the Kotzka, that he asked this kasha, and he said Shad Rav Meir to answer it. The kasha is that if it's a chayv, why did it go free with shein v'ayin? So he says avada be'emes it's a schus. Even Rav Meir would be might. The truth is klapi shmaya galya, it's a schus to be a chayrin. It's not that we say every day shloya sani yavet, shloya sani yavet. Every day we make a bracha that we're not avadim. So what does it mean? It's a chayv. It only means that lefi the rotzen of the eved, avda b'efkera nichalei, the eved is comfortable the way he is. He says, "Leave me the way I am. I'd rather be an eved." But the emes hadavar is avad. It's supposed to be a ben chayr. It's not supposed to be an eved. What he's saying is that avad, the poshtad Ramei is that once he's an eved, it's a Ramei holds it's supposed to him to be an eved. Yeah, well, he's saying we're thankful we weren't made into we weren't made avodim. If being an eved for an eved is just as good as being a bechayr for a bechayrin, so why do we make such a bracha? Anyway, I don't think he means that as a proof positive. The point is, he says that avada klapishmaya galya. We all understand that it's better to be a bechayrin than to be an eved. It's just he who machmas his own foolishness, he'd rather be an Eved. He'd rather be an Eved Kanani. But not that it's better to be an Eved Kanani. So therefore, the Torah, which is Dan, Kafiya Emes Advarim, the Torah said, Shem V'ayin, you go free. The Torah is being Dan, Lufiya Mitas Inya, the Emes is that it's better for him to be free, so she lost to Shem V'ayin, we free him. Ramei is only saying that you can't say Zochin La'adam. You can't go with the parsha of Tzchiyah to be Zeicha get for an Eved when he doesn't want it, when he says for me it's a chayv. So even though I know that Klapi Shema Yigali Avadet is chus for him, but I can't go and do such a thing when he himself insists it's a chayv. So Lamaisa, he says pshat, that it's not a stira, because the din of Shem V'ayin is a klapi Shema Yigali Yedikadin. The Rebbeinu Shalom said you go, it's a schus to be free. And the din of Zachim Adam depends on him. If he's screaming, it's a chayv, so I can't do Zachim Adam. If he's screaming, it's a chayv. So that's the thing. He brings that this does a shtim with the Rajba that we had in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rajba in Chaf Gimel said that by a schus gomor, by something which is a schus gomor, if a person screams, I don't want, we don't listen to him. If you're being kind of matana for someone, and he says, I don't want, it's a schus gomor. So the Rajba said, a person could say, Sina matana, see, yeah, for me it's not a schus. But something that's a schus gomor, The Rashba said you can't scream, and you could scream, but it doesn't change anything. If it's a schus, it's a schus, even if you scream kenegedit, the Rashba said. I mentioned to you the Avni Maluim, who said that based on the Rashba, you could be kind of a get for a woman who's a mumeres. You have a woman who's in the fry. She says, I don't want the get, I don't believe in this stuff, I'm not interested. Could I be kind of a get for her to make her ice ish? So her children shouldn't be mamzer. So the Avni Maluim said, you could. Why? Because he brought the Rashba and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rashba said that if somebody's a schus gavur, you could be kind of him. Even he says, I don't want. He's screaming, I don't want. Or she's screaming, I don't want. If it's a schus gavur, you could do it to someone. So he says that L'chayr, this pshat in Rav Meir, doesn't stim with that Rashba. The Rashba said that if it's a schus gavur, see, even if he's a fool and he screams, I don't want, we still could be zaychatim. And the way we're learning Pshat Rav Meir, the Pshat Rav Meir is that really it's a schus gavur. But if he's screaming, this Eved screaming, I don't want, so even Stam Rav Meir holds, Stam Eved doesn't want, so it's a chai for him, so you can't be zaychatim. What? He says no, because Sayyidina Matanasiyah, it's not 100% schus, it's a tzad side. But Lula is there. So he says that the Rashba doesn't stim with this understanding of Rav Meir. Although, if it was me, I would probably try to say that that's good for the Chacham Magi or Rav Meir. Now, it's not, the Gemara is not Mashra, that's why the Chacham Magi. Gemara is Mashra, Rav Meir holds it's a chai, the Chacham holds it's schus. But it could be that's a pshat. The Chachamim say, now what do you mean? The fact is, it's a schus. Even if an Eved screams, I don't want. It's a schus gomer. We could be zeichem. Maybe you could say that that's good for what the Chachamim hold when they argue with Rav Meir. So this could be a good pshat of Rav Meir. And the Rashba could still be emes lahalacha. And we have to know if it stims in what it says in the Gemara with the language of the machlokes remain the Chachamim. But it could be, it's not such a like a fatal kasha, because it could be that well, this is all pshat of Rav Meir. I la halacha, la halacha. We don't pass in Kermay. But what? If the Eved is meshuchrer, what changes? Well, for he becomes mechuyev in all mitzvahs, and he becomes also b'shivcha. He becomes mutter. We're talking about malvatava. Whenever we talk stum about Eved Knei, we're talking about Eved Knei that was malvatava. Okay, so we're talking about Eved Knei that was malvatava. I don't want why. Originally he has an option there. Alright, so this is a it's nice A, because it at least it's a mahalach in the Shvera Kasha, and I always like something that goes back to an old Rashba. It's not so old, but it reviews the old Rashba. I tried to do, we spoke about Chia on Ksubis and Daf Yad Aleph, and we talked about Ger Kotman. So I went back to there to see if we had any rayas when we learned the sugya of Sri Matam Shlichus in Ksubis Daf Yad Aleph, if we had any raya to this nidai. A skus, which is Zayne V'Tzeveyach, if it works like the Rashba says, or if it doesn't work. Could be it has something to do. We had a machlaikis by Ger Kut. You'll know that a ger is a cotton, Matfilin I say al das bezdin. And when he becomes bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, he has a right to say, I don't want. He has a right to choose. So at that point, he chooses. It's not uncommon. People think Ger Katan is like Hilchus Mashiach. It happens today that people adopt non-Jewish children. But it's a good idea to do it or not. There are people who do it. And when the child becomes bar mitzvah, he has a right. He has to be told. He has a right to be meicha or to not be meicha. Bishayla, we had machlekes Rishayim. If he's megayer with aviv imay, does he have a right to be meicha? There are Rishayim that held the Gemara says he could be meicha. He has a right to be meicha no matter what. There are other Rishayim, the Bahag, the earliest of them, who said no. Stamazoi ager, he could be meicha. Why? Because he could say, you are taivul mixed, it's a schus. For me, it's not a schus. But if you megayer him together with his father and his mother, his father and mother are being megayer, and he is being megayer together with them, that is a schus gomel. That's for sure a schus. Somebody's whole family is being megayer. So that's an ansadi. There's no shaila. It's a schus gomel. Some a guy, you take a geisha kid off the street and you tell him the b'shem mitzvahs, who says he's interested. But somebody whose father and mother were megayer is up the bahag. Nachshon Seifel is matzik the shita very strongly. That it's a schus gomor, and if it's a schus gomor, so when he becomes bar mitzvah, he can't be meicha, because the way the Chassam Sofer learned in Tidur Bahad, the whole koyach of mecha is what? It's an ability to say, you think it's a schus, I hold it's for me, it's a chayv. So it's mevatel the whole geirus originally of dinei schir, because he's saying for me it's a chayv. He's aimer v'tzemeach that for me it's a chayv. You consider it a schus. So that's some sefer learned into the Bahag, that even if something's a schus gamor, it's table with other ve'imai, which is a schus gamor, aimer v'tzemeach helps. Some sefer learned that aimer v'tzemeach works even by something that's a schus gamor. It's very similar to this eved. The eved, and his foolishness, wants to stay in Eved. We say it's an ansadi, it's a schus gamor. This 13-year-old ger, same thing. We say that it's a schus gamor. His whole family is yidden, so he should be a yid. And kafi his sichlos, he's saying, I'd rather not. I don't want. And there, some sefer held, and I think there was a Matan Ephraim there as well, that held that that at least bedasa bahag, it doesn't help. So the mitzvah doesn't work. If you're a guy with others, if your family's not Jewish, you to be Jewish, that's what's gone. But if the whole family of the kid was Megayer, for you to be Megayer, that's a schus gamor. And Ayma v'tzaveach does not work. Which stems very well with the Shita Sarajma that we had, this Rajma Shita. That a schus gamor, you can't, it's a schus gamor, you can't be Ayma v'tzaveach. It's a schus for him to stay in Eved because of his family, you mean? I think that what they mean is that the difference in Eved and Bechayr is so great, not because of Yid or not Yid, because he's really Mechayr and Mitzvah Kisha anyway, but because being a Ben Chayrin is such a big difference to being an Eved, that it certainly overweighs everything. So Pardas, it outweighs. He might just be comfortable. There's such a thing as a person's comfortable in the way he is. He's used to it. But that's a foolishness. That's a short-sightedness. The person's comfortable the way he is. So, you know, so he wants to continue. But that's the sichlus. That's what they hold it. That's a sichlus. Because you see, there, being with family is nice, but the difference in Eved and Mechayrin is so great. Bigger than a Yid to Goy. Being a Yid for every guy is not a schus. If he's going to end up going to Gehenna because of it, if he's going to do Averis, let him better be a guy and keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. And then to take Amor Achrayis, where a person feels he can't do it, so that's not a schus gamor. Most mitzvahs in Mechuyev already Kiyisha. And the additional mitzvahs, I think what they're saying is that the difference between Eved and Bechayrin is so great that outweighs everything. To be an Eved to Yadayin, remember, Eved Knani can do Malach Shabbazayin, he can work him all night. He can give him one to one shifcha today and a different shifcha tomorrow. His kids he can take away and sell. It's not exactly a family that he's wedded to, that he's stuck with, that he has a strong family. Al-Kaponim, this Nakuda would seem to shtim with Echsam Sefer. Those who say that even a ger cotton, even with Avivim, I could be make a mecha. So we learned that they hold that the mecha is not saying it's not a schus. We had two pshatim in why when he becomes bar mitzvah, a ger cotton can make a mecha. One pshat is he could say it's not a schos, like there's some cipher. The other pshat was that a ger katan needs kabbalas mitzvahs to become a ger. He needs mila, tefila, kabbalas mitzvahs. Before bar mitzvah, he can't do kabbalas mitzvahs. When he turns 13, either he's makabal mitzvahs and he becomes a full-fledged ger, or he's not makabal mitzvahs and he remains a guy. So according to this mahalach, the reason he can make a machal when he becomes bar mitzvah is not because he says it's not a schos. It's taka schos. But if he doesn't have kabbalas mitzvahs, he's not a ger. Any ger needs mila, tefila, kabbalas mitzvahs. Without kabbalas mitzvahs, he can't ger. So those who argue with the Bahag has nothing to do with this Rajba. It's for a totally different reason. They hold that without kabbalas mitzvahs, you're not a ger. But there's some seifrish things very nicely with the Rajba. So we have here what seems to be a big yisite of the Rajba. There's something that's a schuz gomor. Something that's a schuz gomor. His aim of tzaveach doesn't change it from being a schuz. That's at least the basic idea of the Rajba. We had the second half of the Rajba with Lakish Pompeya. But the basic nekuda is this nekuda. At least the answers were made. That was that. Regarding the second nekuda from yesterday, the cloud prat to cloud, ribu mir to ribu. Again, I think it's very important. I think every person should know what cloud prat to cloud is and ribu mir to ribu is. It's something you have to chazer. It's a technical idea. I'm not going to review it again. Either you'll chazer and hopefully remember it, or else you won't chazer it and you won't remember it. It's a technical thing that you really should chazer to know what's a cloud prat to cloud and what's ribu mir to ribu. The only punct I wanted to add was that the Ran in our Gemara paskins like the sugya we just had, and the Paris Yosef asked that sugya is the sheet of ribu mir to ribu, and it seems to us that we paskin the sheet of klal prat to klal all over Shas. The sheet of klal prat to klal is all over the place. We always paskin that way, and then you have four or five places in Shas you have ribu mir to ribu. Pashtus, we know we pass from cloud prat to cloud. And Pashtus is two sheetas. Either you hold cloud prat to cloud or you hold ribu mir to ribu. So the Paris Yosef is asking how it could be that really the Ran himself brings a lashon cloud prat to cloud, and then he passes like the Man Yomer, the Nagamara of ribu, that if his hand draws some sayada, he is ain't ever yes by the chayrus. And Talish Pesik, David Dilu Bayetz, and he is yes by the chayrus, passing like this Gemara, which is ribu mir to ribu. The Gemara could say, the Gemara is the kasha from a brisa, aloma tanya, tosh mazikna. So the Gemara is that brisa holds ribu mir to ribu. What's that? That brisa holds ribu mir to ribu. It doesn't mean you have to pass it like it. So the Atzmus Yosef says, just a good cloud to know, that it's not true that if you pass the cloud of prat to cloud, you never pass the ribu mir to ribu. It could be that generally you dash a cloud of prat to cloud. And when you have an extra word in the pasuk, yidashin here lachashi shafenu, as a riboy, and you have an extra word from a yitura, you could dash a riboy near the riboy in individual cases. So it's not a rule for shas. The pashtus is that it is a rule. That if you hold klal prat to klal, you hold that way all the time. You go riboy near to riboy, you hold that way all the time. That's what Yosef brings from our Ran, that it's mashma that even though if there's no extra pasuk, in a typical case, just the Pashtus Akra, so then you have to be consistent. You have to always hold Klal Prat to Klal. But when the Gemara says that there's an extra, Lakav Shav Shishal Chenu, there's extra Psukim, you could dash and occasionally Ribu Mir to Ribu. Now, I told you at the beginning of the year, I have a hard time knowing when Chazal choose to dash in one way and when they choose to dash in another way. When a Pasuk is extra and when it's called Lagufe. So I don't know how to apply the Atzmus Yosef to other Gemaras. But the Yediyah is an important Yediyah that at least Atzmus Yosef learns, and it seems to be Shittas Ran, that you can hold always Klal Prat to Klal and occasionally Ribu Mir. Okay, let's go on to the fact that the Gemara Tanu Rabban. Tanu Rabban of Kulan Eved Yaitse Ben Lecheis. The Tzarech Get Shichur Divir of Shimon Remei Omer Ein Tzarech. So we have here Machlokes. When the Eved goes free with Sheva Ayin, does he need a get shechur? Now, those of you who learned the Sugya of Eved Ivri, why would it be that if he goes free anyway, he needs a get shechur? What do we say? In Eved Ivri, if the Adin is Mafkir, his Avdai, So Amarav Tzarka Shechur, what do we learn? One is for Dine Mominis and one is for Dine Yisr. We have a Eved Ivri. If you're free in Eved Ivri, that helps the Dine Mominis. You still need to get Shechur for Dine Yisr. You should be allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So it's the same shot here. If you hold Tzarek get Shechur, Shad Hashem V'ayin is a Din Mamin, that his Mamin belongs to him. You need to get Shechur for Dine Yisr. I think that's the way we would learn Pash. And then the second Machlaikis, Rebbe Lez Ayim et Tzarek of Tarfan Ayim Er, Ein et Tzarek, the second generation, they had the same Machlaikis. Rebbe Kiva Ayim et Tzarek. So how many, again, Rebbe Shimon or Meir, Rebbe Lezer of Tarfan, Rebbe Kiva says Tzarek. HaMachmiel Fnei Chacham Emaimrim, Nira in Dibrei Rebbe Tarfan B'Shem V'Ayim, Shateres Asalai, Dibrei Rebbe Kiva B'Shar Eivar. So he makes a chiluk Hashem V'Ayim. Hashem V'Ayim, you don't need to get Shechur. Shar Eivarim, you do need. Hayo V'Knas Chacham Emaimrim. Fetim are knasu. Chacham made a knas of Shar Eivarim. Kroy Kedashinu. We just said it's a ribui. Ela hayo l'medrash Chacham Emaimrim. Because it's a drasha of the Chachamim. So what does that mean? Because it's a drasha, it should be different. So Rabbi Natan Mitzvos learns that min ha-Taira, you don't need to get Shechur. But Hayai Shar Eivarim is a medrash Chachamim. Not everyone knows it. So there'll be confusion. Is he really free or not really free? So therefore, we make him give a get Shechur. It should be clear he's free. Shem V'ayin, that everybody knows. Everyone knows the Chumash and Mishpatim. Shem V'ayin is free. We don't have to be maslichit with a get Shechur. But Shar Eivarim, not everyone knows. So it's a takana d'rabbana that he needs to get Shechur, but min ha-Taira he doesn't. So this is the machriyim. What? So Taisa said that the Odin will go and grab him in the street and make trouble for him. Doesn't mean they're bad, but they didn't will make mistakes. But people will be mighty lies that he's an Eved. The Odin will go up and say, you're still my Eved. So Chazal, to protect him from, I guess, the lies in the street that he's still an Eved, so for that they did. My Talmud, Reb Shimon, Yalav Shiluach, Shiluach Me'isha, Me'isha B'shtar, Eved B'shtar, he holds Exeris HaKosov, Reb Meir also holds Exeris HaKosov. Because of Chavshi Lebesayf Kid Kamer, Tashi said, LaChavshi Yishalchenu, he says, Chayfish first, Havalei Chavshi Me'ikara. He's already free from the minute you call Yeruun Hashem V'ayim, and then he goes free. This is the Machlaikis. There's an important run here on this Gemara. When we started the sugya, I told you that the Rif brings Hilchos Eved Kenani. Even though Dinei Eved Ivri are not Naig B'Zman Hazeh, today you can't have an Eved Ivri because when there's no Yovel, there's no Eved Ivri. But Eved Kenani, it's Shaykh, Dinei Eved Kenani B'Zman Hazeh. Dinei Mashayach in the United States, it's against the law. But Dinei Machlus Adina, but Api Din Torah, if there's a Medina where Eved Kenani is legal, so you can have this man Azed Dinei Eved Kenani. So the Rif brings Dinei Eved Kenani. As a matter of fact, the Moshe one tshuva uses Dinei Eved Kenani lahalacha. He has a tshuva about a couple was adopting a baby, and they wanted to raise the baby and not tell the baby that he's adopted. Moshe doesn't advise it, but to see what they want, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because when he gets bar mitzvah, he has to be mekabel mitzvahs. So if you don't tell him, so he's not going to be a full-fledged ger. So Rav Moshe says, if you want to do it, there's a way to do it. The parents who are putting him up for adoption should sell him to you as an Eved Kenani, the baby. And after you buy him, you meshacher him. If you tivel him out Eved Kenani, and molvetava out Eved Kenani, and then right after that you meshacher him, and now he's a full-fledged yid. He can't make a bechor when he turns bar mitzvah. That's Rav Moshe's eight to lemaisa. What? You can't be mishachrim. So you buy him as an Eved Kenani al minos that you'll be mishachrim. Rav Moshe writes, this thing mishachrim is only because loyel bem tavaydu. So if you buy him al minos to be mishachrim, so then you, if you're not mishachrim, he's I said it anyway. So there's no issa loyel bem tavaydu. So Rav Moshe says, if you buy him al minos to be mishachrim, so then you could do it. He says, I dina machus adina. He says, the Machusa, if they understand what the Hechatimtz is here, they're just buying him in order to free him, that they wouldn't be Kepedis. And Ramesh Lamaisi says that if somebody wants this, this is the only Eitzah. If anybody ever did it, I don't know. You know, I know people who adopted and they were Megayer, But Tzavek Knani, I'm not aware of anybody who ever did it. But my point to you is that Dinei Eved Knani are Noyeg Bizman Hazeh. Dinei Eved Ivri are not Bizman Shein Yovel Noyeg, and Eved Ivri Noyeg, like we have in the Gemara. But Bizman Sheh, Bizman Hazeh, Dinei Eved Knani are Noyeg, so the Rif brings Dinei Eved Knani, that's no problem. What? In theory, there are ways to became retired of the mamzer, but the mamzer could have children, could marry a shofar kananis, but you would have to have a shofar kananis.
It could happen.
The fret the rand. It's very good. The rift brings dina of a kananis, but why does the rift bring dina shein ba'ayin? All dina of a kananis and naiv is man hazeh. But why does he bring dina shein ba'ayin? Dina shein ba'ayin and naiv is man hazeh. Because today we don't have a Bez and Shal Smuchim, we don't pass in Dinei Knossos. So Frek Deh, Knossahu, Bina Bei Mumchin, we need a Bez and Shal Mumchin, what we call Smuchim, Boleka. So now this line is on page 10, the last before the next Mishnah. He brings it at the end of the whole Sugis HaGemara. So he answers B'Shem the Ramban. The Ramban says the reason we bring it is because even Bisman Hazeh, if you have an Eved Knani, the Ramban holds if you do Tfisa on a Knas, Tfisa helps. Not like the Rashba from yesterday, which I'll get to in a minute. The Ramban holds if you're Tfisa, Tfisa helps on a Knas. And since every Eved Knani or every Eved is a Tfisa Ba'atzmai, so Zakti Ramban. Kibun de Eved Tofus Hu Ba'atzmai, since every Eved is considered to be typhus in himself, Kibun Shehippel Shinai, Laya Binale Rishus Lishtabid Bai, he goes free. Bizman Hazeh, every Shein Ba'ayin, if Bizman Hazeh, if someone has an Eved Knani, knocks out his tooth, he goes free. And that's why the Rif brings it, because Naiv Bizman Hazeh. Dr. Ramban, even though we generally paskin in this Gemara that Einai Tzarech Get Shechver, right? We paskin that if you knock out Einai B'Shinai, you don't need to get Shechver. Dr. Ramban, Bizman Hazeh, where it works off Tfisa, Ha'idna Tzarech, today you write a Get Shechver. You're forced into writing Get Shechur. Filu mandi yame ilay tzarek Get Shechur. Hani mili bismandi kasmuchin. Abaleid not tzarek. He says that we would ask, and you have to write a Get Shechur. You have to write a Get Shechur for such a person. Even though we pass them generally, you don't have to. That's only when there's a bezdin that passed him. As many as that, we don't have a bezdin, so we force you to give a Get Shechur to the Eved. As I state the Ramban. So the Ramban himself is arguing with the Rashba that we had yesterday. Yesterday we had a Rashba. The Rashba was really quoting Yerushalmi. And the Rashba held that Bizman Hazeh doesn't help Tfisa on Knas. That he can't be Tfisa on Knas. For her Raya, he brought the Raya from Rav Gamliel Zevet, who didn't go free. We didn't say he's Tfisa himself, like Knas says. So we have a machlaikis, the Rashba b'shem Yerushalmi against the Ramban. The Rashba holds being typhus knas does not help. The Ramban holds it does help, and he learns pshat into the rift that way. That tfisa helps. Nafkamina is not only for avodim. Nafkamina is negar to us. If someone steals from us a ganiv, and we want to be typhus keto, so if you're smart enough and you know the Ramban, you go into his house and you grab kefil. According to the Ramban, tfisa helps for knasos, so you can keep twice what he stole. And that applies, by the way, even if someone steals for a joke. You're in camp and someone steals, he makes a joke, he steals your camera. So you're looking for your camera, you're annoyed, right? He stole. You realize he stole it for a joke. It's a big joke. What you should do is go take back your camera. If your camera's worth $100, take back another $100. And then you'll tell him it was a nice joke, and I got kefil for it. And he'll say, what do you mean kefil? Say, no, the Ramban says that tfisa helps for knasos, that he's a ganav. And we learned that he's a ganav, even if he steals a derech chayiv, he So you can steal, you can take back the other 100,000. This is the Ramban sheet. Now, how do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, Simen Aleph of Chesh Mishpat. We paskin like the Ramban. That Tfisa helps. And Lamaisa, you can do it. You mean trick, no? You can steal. You can chab the kefil from him. And we'll take it to Bezin. Bezin will paskin that you can keep the kefil. What? I said, the kasha is, what do you do with Rav Gamliel? I said, I didn't see a good teretz. L'chayr the Rashba, but the Rashba's raya. Any way out with the raya? What do we do with the Rashba's raya for Rav Gamliel? What? So Rav Gamliel tell him.
He went to
bed, but he was typhus before he went to bed. Never was typhus himself. Maybe he has to know that it could be typhus. I think we're going to have probably we'll get to it today. If it's ice, that would answer a Gamliel. I don't know if everyone used the ice, but so we need a mahalach. What do we have? We have a machlokes, the Rashba and the Ramban. Again, the Rashba is sometimes called the Yerushalmi because it's the Rashba b'shem Yerushalmi. The Rashba holds that tefisa does not help. The Ramban holds tefisa does help. And interestingly, both are based on Dinei Eved Kenani. The Rashba is based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Ramban is based on our Rif. That tefisa helps. Is a machlokes. When I say we pass and tefisa helps. Nesivis in Simin Aleph. Nesivis is Ois Hay. Talks about why. Why is it that Tfisa helps? He brings B'shem the Yamshel Shloimei that says that Tfisa helps B'Torah's Vadai because we Vadai paskin like the Ramban. He brings from the Rosh who says Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshei that the person has a right to do to take things on his own. Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshei, and the Yamshel Shloimei says that's why Tfisa helps. You're allowed to take the law into your own hands. It's a klal in halacha that whenever Bezdin can't do it, you can do it yourself. Avedin Shidol and Afshay, and you could go grab. That's the Yamshel Shloimei sheet. The Sivis disagrees. The Sivis holds that it's only b'toira safik that it helps. It's a safik lamaisa. Does tvisa help? Doesn't it help by a knas? It's machlokes the Ramban and the Rashba. The Sivis says that why does it help to grab a knas, a safik, because we're not sure what the psak is. So lamaisa, if you grab, amaiti mechaveru el of a raya. If you grab, we let you keep it b'teira safik. So we have here machlokes the Yamshel Shloimei and the Nesivis. Yamshel Shloimei says if you grab this kefil, you can keep it 100%. And the Nesivis holds that if you grab it, you can keep it b'safik. What's the nafkamina? If what? He says you can take a take it, you go to bed. Say Kimli, you have a right to say Kimli, like the Ramban. Be enough Gamina, what? And every machlaikis in halacha, you're allowed to take and say Kimli. I always had this clear if Kimli means, I've heard of it, the Sugan Kimli, like the sheet, but it seems you could just say Kimli. I don't know. It seems precise. Be enough Gamina? Oh, no, if the other person could grab back. Again, you're in camp, right? So you're typhus kefil. You tell him, ha ha ha, I was typhus kefil and I have a right to it. So this other fellow will go look up the Nesivis. We'll see the Nesivis pattern. The Nesivis says, Mefarish. The Nesivis is Mesopic. And if he's Chazer Vitafas, if he grabs back, he can grab back. So he can't go to Bezdin and force you to get back. But Hayyais Bezdin is paskin the stake of the Dina. So if someone grabs from me, I can grab back. And he can grab back again in the double site. But it's sort of called Olam. That's what comes out. Nesiva says it's preferish. I'm not adding this. Nesiva says, Nafkamina is, if Tfisa Shnia helps, for the second Tfisa. But Shimon, it gets complicated now. Because could he grab back? Is a machlokes the Yamshel Shloimei and Nesiva. Could Yamshel Shloimei to Vada? He can't. According to Nesiva, it's a Safik. But you do the mice, it's a little complicated. But Reb Shimon in the Shari Yasher, in Shar Zayin, the beginning of Perek Chof Aleph, he brings this machlaikis, the Amshe Shleim and the Sivis. We have two machlaikis, right? We have machlaikis, the Ramban and the Rajba. If Tfisa helps by Knas Lechlal, the Rajba based on Bava Kama says it helps, the Ramban based on our Riv says it doesn't help. It's the opposite, right? The Ramban based on the Riv says it does help to be typhus, and the Rajba based on the story of Rav Gamliel says Tfisa doesn't help. That's one machlaikis. Now we have a second machlaikis when the Shulchan Aruch says Tfisa helps, Yamshe Shleim holds his Peteres Vadai, the Sivis holds his Peteres Safek. Reb Shimon brings a raya from our Ramban let's see how it plays it out. Reb Shimon says he's bringing a raya to the Nesivit, to the Yamshe Shleimer, that's Peteres Vadai, based on the Psak of our Ramban, of our Ran B'Shem Ramban, and the fact that that's brought down lahalacha. What was the psak? The Ramban added this nekuda. He said, if you knock out the tooth of an eved, he goes free. This man has said, why? The terrorist fisa. And the Ramban added, and you have to write a get shechur. You have to write a get shechur. Now, how can you force him to write a get shechur? If it's b'teira safik that fisa helps, we paskin that you force him to write a get shechur. How could you force him? Mechaira, he has a right to grab back. He has a right to grab back. Now, does that kasha make sense? What? So how can you force me to write a get shechur and free him? Maybe I want to grab him back. The answer is, you can't grab him back because the eved is always holding on to himself. You can't grab the Eved back. The Eved grabs himself because an Eved is considered a Taitis Ba'atzma. So that, it's not shy to grab him back, because in order to grab something from someone, he has to let go. And the Eved Knani is always considered to be holding himself, even when he's sleeping. He's always in possession of himself. It's not shy to grab him back. However, Zakrib Shimon, 1 minute. What happens? I have an Eved Knani B'zman Hazeh. I knock out his tooth. He goes free. We pass him. He goes free like the Ramban. He goes to work. He makes money. When he goes to the street, he finds a metziah. Who does that metziah belong to? That metziah belongs to him because he's free. Like in the Sivis, I should be allowed to go and grab his wages or grab his metziah. Because like in the Sivis, I could say, the whole din that you could be typhus yourself is a din suffix. It's a suffix in din. They could be typhus yourself. So it's taka true, I can't grab you back because you never let go of yourself. But the money that you earn, kozuman, you're holding it, it's yours. You're typhus. But the minute you put it down, I should be able to go and grab it. Because this whole din that you could be typhus yourself for a knas is only a suffix. So Shimon, you don't have to chap it the first time. 1 second. The Sivis says that lehalacha, it could be the suffix that we pass it to Ramban and the Rajba, or it could be the Ramban is misufik. This raya is from the halacha. The halacha is like this Ramban. We pass him that you force him to write against shechur for his eved. Now, from that din, that bizman hazeh, you force him to write against shechur like this Ramban. Assuming we pass it like the Ramban. How can you force him to write a get shechur? 1 minute. If he writes a get shechur, then the eved is 100% free, because once you write a get shechur, it's a vadai, there's no question. Even if you didn't knock out his tooth, if you give him a get shechur, he's free. How could you force him? He should be able to say, you can't force me, I don't want to lose money, I'm going to end up losing money by writing a get shechur. Why? Because if I don't write a get shechur, like the Nesivis, if you do not write a get shechur, if this Eved goes out and makes money, like the Nesivis, I have a right to grab it. If I grab it, I could keep it, because I could say, Kimli, that Tfisa of a Knas is only a Safik. So Kimli, I could keep the money. So like the Nesivis, by how can you force him to write a get shichrer? He ended up causing him a hefsid. But like the Nesivis, when he's typhus himself, that only helps with Teresafik. So once it only helps with Teresafik, the money here.
Right, but, so he's holding himself as something else. You don't have the right to wages to see it. It's your evidence. I mean, if your life is as bad as an evidence, then you can take the stuff.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, 1 second. Second, maybe a terrorist. But first, you hear of Shimon's Raya? Again, it's a little dachistic, but the Yamsha Shleima holds Tfisas B'Teres Vaday. The Sivas holds Tfisas B'Teres Safik. Which means, if you knock out the tooth of an Eved, like the Yamsha Shleima, what's the status of that Eved? Vaday Ben Chayim. Like the Nesivis, what's the status of that Eved? He's Ben Chayim, a Safik, he grabbed himself. Rav Shimon holds that when he goes out and makes money, like the Yamsha Shleima, the money is his Vaday. Like the Nesivis, the money is his Safik. So therefore, Frechter of Shimon, like the Nesivis, how can you force him to write a get shechur? And he'll become free B'Teres Vaday. Better, he should say, I don't want to write a get shechur. Because by not writing a get shechur, I have a right to grab his money. I want to retain that right. You can't force me to write a get shechur if the whole thing is a safik. So after Shimon, it's a riot to the Yom Shishlai. Yes. Apparently, because what I understand the Shariyesh is saying is that we paskin like the Rambam. And Hayyash, we paskin. So the Nesivis is Tashin Shulchan Aruch. When Shulchan Aruch says Tfisa helps, the Nesivis says it means B'Teres Safik. Right? And that has to extend to the Psak that we can get Shechur.
The whole thing is
that
the Rambam said we broke out the
the Shaila is in Chayshe Mishpat when it says that Tfisa helps by Knas, does that mean we're passing it to Ramban that it's a Vaday? Or does it mean Misafik? But then why do you correct Rav Shimon if it's Misafik? Why do you force him to write against Shichra? If it's a Safik, he should say Kimli, that he's not free, even though I can't grab him if he's an Eved, he's grabbing himself. But Afal P. Kane, his money I want to grab. How can you force me to write a get shichur? If it's like Zenehan of his Zalei Chaser, same thing, you're forced to write a get shichur. You should be able to marry a Bas Yisrael. But if I'm going to lose money, well, how can you force me to write a get shichur? That's Rav Shimon's method. What? But he's you're not entitled to force him. So he's losing a schus to be so. He's losing a schus to be typhus. But I'm losing the potential to make money. So Ms. Safik, I have to write a get shechur? Well, how can you force me? It's a Safik if he's free or not. So from a Safik, you force me. So if this, the only nafkamina is that he can marry Bas Yisrael, so I understand. You force me to get shechur. But if it's going to have a side nafkamina of making me lose a schus mamin, so happy to force me. I'm losing a schus mamin. Misafik, you shouldn't be allowed to force me. This is Rav Shimon's raya. Rav Shimon holds it's a good raya to the Yamsha Shleima. What Arya is saying maybe is a mahalach to answer. What you're saying really is that the fact that he's typhus himself out to Eved, Paskin's eyes. The question is, does Tfisa help on the secondary thing, on the money, if he's still typhus in himself out to Eved? But every Eved is typhus himself, that's what Ramban says. Because man is typhus himself, I mean, even when he's typhus himself, it's only a suffix. Even when he's typhus himself, it's also only a suffix in the Chinani. If he'd be typhus himself, it would be a Vadai or Paskin Ice, but it's still only a suffix. So his Raya seems to be a strong Raya. So while Rav Shimon is Matzdik the Yamsha Shleimai, Devin Ozel, in Hilchas Avadim, Perakei Alochi Yadzayim, is Matzdik the Nesivis and the Rashba Bachlal, can't argue with the Halacha, The Evan Ozel holds that there are many rayas in Shas that the Chi of Knas doesn't start until Besdin Paskins. Many rayas in Shas that the Chi of Knas starts when Besdin Paskins, and without a Psak Besdin, Tfisa should not help. And in worst case scenario, if we say it helps, it's not more than a Safik. And he learns it into the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim. The Lashon Rambam. The Lashon Rambam is mashma that bisman hazeh, if you knock out the shem va'ayin of an eved, nothing happens. The Rambam says, if you knock out the shem va'ayin of an eved, bisman that you were patedinim, he went free. So the Rambam seems to be in the class of with the Rashba. It's not 100% man klar from his lashon, but. But the Evan Ozel learns it's mashma from the Rambam's lashon that the Rambam holds like the Rashba, but mainly he's madstick the Rashba shita b'chlal. But certainly, at least in the Sivas Hashita, that it's didei sveika loynach. What? The Ran is saying like the Ramban. He brings the Ramban. The Ran brings the Ramban to answer why the Rif brings it. That's in his kasha, in his teretz, though, he brings the Ramban. In his teretz, he's master. So it seems that we have a very, it's an involved machlaikis, more than involved, there's strong shittas on both sides. It's Rishalmi, a Rashba, and possibly a Rambam that holds Fisa does not help. It's the Ramban, and apparently the Rif, it's not just the Rif, and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch hold that Fisa does help. But then we have a machlaikis, Nesivis Yam Shashleima, what's shot in the Psak, and the machlaikis Reb Shimon and Devin Ozel, which way to hold is the yid. I'd like to add what maybe is a ktsas raya to Reb Shimon from the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Perakei Halacha Yud Dalit that. If you knock out the tooth of your eved, he's talking this man bez batedinim. If you knock out the tooth of your eved, he goes free. Plus, you have to pay him nezek. You have to pay him the damages. Does that make sense? You should have to do both. You knock out someone knocks out the eye of an eved, so you have to pay double. You have to pay. He goes free. Plus, you have to pay him for his eye. What? You pay. That's the question. What? Doesn't he have a din? Right. He should be paid. What's the tzaddik shouldn't be paid? What? What? Alright, so first of all, this is mashma like one side of the Ragachava. The side of the Ragachava of yesterday that he's going out for free is a reimbursement for knocking out his eyes. This is mashma the first leg. It's really mashma that it's not a reimbursement, it's a punishment for what you did. It certainly seems to be that way. But more so, when you knock out the shame and ayin of an edit, let's say someone, 9 o'clock in the morning, on a Sunday morning, he knocks out the tooth of his eved. So the eved goes running to Besdin. Besdin is Mekabel Edus, and at 12 o'clock noon, they paskin that he's a free man. Between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock, what is he? Before Besdin paskin, is he free from the minute he lost his tooth? Or is he free from the minute Besdin paskin? Is that for sure? Let's see. If you hold, like the Ramban, that he can be typhus in himself, then it's 100. Then it's for sure. He becomes free. The second is his tooth falls out, it's free. But the Evan Ozel, the way the Evan Ozel touches up the Rashba, the Evan Ozel says that a Knas is not chal till Besdin Paskins. The Knas is a Meister Besdin. When Besdin Paskins, then the Knas is chal. And that's why Tfisa can't help. That what? But Rameya holds right away? Rameya holds you don't need a Shtar Shechur. But does Rameya hold that you need a Pesach Pesdin? A Chavshi Shalchenu maybe means right away. Maybe it means some Pesach Pesdin. Shalchenu means you give him a Get Shechur. Chavshi means he goes free before the Get. Maybe that means that they'll be Pesach Pesdin. Evan also is learning that way. L'chaira certainly like Evan Oslo, who holds that he doesn't go free until Besdin Paskins, Dodin shouldn't get the price of the eye or the price of the tooth. If someone in the gas, a different person, would knock out the tooth of my Evan, who gets the money? Dodin gets the money. Right? All money that goes to the Evan goes to the other. Now, if I knocked out his tooth, so he's entitled to be paid, so I'm really paying myself. I own him. If you hold that he goes free the second I knock it out, so then I could understand that in that rega that I knock it out, so it's like a Gita B'Yavokecha, that the second I knock it out, he owns himself and I have to pay him. Alright, so I hear the timer. But certainly like Devin Ozel, according to Devin Ozel says that he's not free until Besdin Paskins. Certainly like Devin Ozel, he shouldn't get the money.
What?
No, the chiyuv to pay is right away. The chiyuv that didn't shave the eye. Dina Mamanis is chal right away, without a bed. Dina Knossos is there. Because any money he earns goes to the other, which includes the Zikas. If it is, that's Dina Evakanani. He's like a chai, he's a yid for mitzvahs, Kisha. And if somebody's matzik him, the money goes to the other. Then Noyach, even if you pay the nech, there's no shaitas here. Here, Gufay Kami, the odd nose is gone. See, so knocked out the odd nose, the eye that was knocked out. Now, it seems from the Rambam, not like Devin Ozel for sure, except that the Rambam is shver, I think the Rivet is on the spot, the whole thing is shver, because even like the Ramban, he became free with his tooth or without his tooth. And what minute, what second does he go free? He really didn't own the tooth when he was free, because the tooth got knocked out. So Bechlal, it's hard to understand why he should pay. But certainly, like the Evan or Ozel, it's Bechlal doesn't make sense. Why he should pay the Evan? Because he doesn't own himself until later. Okay, so this is the Raya. Tomorrow we'll continue to on Rabbanah. The next sugya is a stipler. It's Simon Chav Dalet in the old print, and I think it's Simon Chav Ches in the new print.